You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So today's tax day. A lot of people, as Jeremy was pointing out a little while ago, a lot of people procrastinate, wait till the last minute. It's kind of funny because the survey was showing that, I don't know, the people, the average person frets over and worries over their taxes for something like 8 hours.
Yeah, you hope you're doing it right, you know, and you hope you got all your paperwork. And, you know, if you do it online, you got to sign the big thing that says I didn't make anything up and I assume this is all correct. And it's a little nerve wracking.
The experts say that it actually people stress over it longer than it would take them to actually just sit down and do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
The one person in my life that puts it off every year, they file it for an extension. I don't get that either. I'm like, why would you want to kick this can down the road? Just gather your stuff and get it done. But it's every year they do the extension. I'm like, ugh, why do you want to think about that until like October or whatever?
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know.
And remember, for you guys that haven't done it, you've got to file today or at least apply for that extension to get your Tabor refund here in Colorado. So you've got to file today or apply for that extension to get your Tabor refund. Heads up. And now, consult your tax advisor.
Right. We are not tax professionals. Mm-hmm. Please consult.
Just what I'm reading this morning.
There are some people, though, who get money back, and that's a joy for them. And so we're curious, like, for people who are getting money back this year, getting a refund, what are you spending it on? And we got a funny note from Donnie, and he says, I almost wish we didn't get anything back because we fight over it every year.
Oh, like what to do with it? Be smart with it? Do we save it?
He said, this year she wants to spend it on a trip to see her parents, and I want to replace our worn-out patio furniture.
Yeah, patio furniture for sure.
Every year, fight over what they're going to spend their refund on.
And that's the thing. Like, if you are getting one, is it already earmarked for something? Like, I know Katie, who's on after us, she got a big fat refund, and she's like, it was spent on tires and new brakes within hours. She's like, I knew it was coming, and it was gone. So that part sucks. When you know, it's just, it's coming in, and I already know what I'm going to be having to spend it on. And with this topic this morning, I want to encourage you guys to fight the urge, fight it, to call in or text saying, I have to pay or I'm not getting a refund. You can just sit back and listen today. We don't need to know that you had to pay or I'm not getting one. This is just for people that are getting one back. I had to write this huge disclaimer because I posted it on my Facebook. I put, if you're getting cash back from taxes, what are you going to do with it? And then in parentheses, I said, no need to comment that you're not getting money back or that you had to pay. And some of the comments were pretty darn good.
Nancy just wrote to us and said she's taking a trip to Mexico.
Perfect. I love the trip stories for sure. I talked to somebody this weekend at our little birthday party. I was like, what are you doing with your refund? And they go, Botox, baby, Botox.
Botox, yeah.
She was like, I got to smooth out this forehead. Botox.
Good for her.
I know.
Karen says, I bought a new battery for my e-bike with tax money. They aren't cheap.
Hey.
So I haven't been on that bad boy for a while.
That's good.
So I can't wait to take it back up to the cabin and cruise those open mountain roads.
The amount
How much
of messages-
are new batteries for those bikes? Do you know?
Oh, God. I don't know what mine is. $200-$300 probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're big. A lot of tires rolling in this morning. A lot of people needing tires. Those tire places are rubbing their hands together this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Ray says he paid for the Broncos season tickets.
Oh, well, Ray.
Well, you know what? That's actually good, though. I like that he's going to get some entertainment out of
That's pretty good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed that the Broncos are entertaining this year.
Better than tires.
We'll see. Or Lane wrote to us and said all of their insurance rates went up, so they're going to be using their tax refund just to pay insurance. Ugh, what a drag that is,
sucks.
Isn't it?
But at least you have the money for it, and boom, it's done, and it's a necessary evil. A ton of people writing in, too, about the wind damage. What was that, a week or so ago? They said that money is going towards new gutters, chopping down trees, repairing fences.
Man.
So that sucks when you know you've got that chunk coming and then Mother Nature hits. And you're like, fist to the air.
How do you feel about what Chrissy just wrote to us? She lives in Aurora. She goes, we got $60 back. Okay, look. Hey,
at least
it's $60,
something.
Right? But she says, I'm just going to buy lotto tickets.
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Why not? Place the bets. Why not?
Laura, listening in Highlands Ranch, said the refund is going toward getting our soon-to-be 16-year-old son a car.
Hey, good luck now, with that.
That, and then there's the insurance.
Good luck with that.
For a 16-year-old male driver.
Yuck, I know, I can't even. That's in my future, too. It's like, you better get the good grade discount, kid.
You're just two or three years. You're like 3 years away from that, right?
Oh, God. Let's not.
3 years away.
I like Penny. She says, boys, I don't want to brag, but I just upgraded our plane tickets for our summer vacation to Economy Plus.
Hey!
Extra leg room.
All right. Nice.
Good job, Penny. Stretch out.
Let's run to the phones. Here's Amber. Hi, Amber. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. So how much did you get back this year?
Well, thanks to state taxes, funny enough, it's about $2,000.
Hey, okay. You got a little of that Tabor money.
Where's it going?
Love that Tabor. It's going to go towards paying for my master's degree so that I can become a principal. Yay!
Yay!
Good for you.
The most feared person at the school by all the children.
Feared, revered.
Sure. Tomato, tomato.
She's going to be a benevolent dictator at her school. So.
How did you know that was on my business card? Oh, my gosh.
Benevolent D, as they call her.
That's right.
Amber, love your call. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Here comes a Sarah. Sarah, good morning. How much are you getting back this year?
Good morning, boys. I got back just under $7,000.
Whoa, smell you.
Dang.
What are you going to do
with
it?
So where's all that going?
Well, it's already all long gone, unfortunately. I had to do some repairs on my car, and I have a 2.5-year-old that had 2 surgeries last year, so it went towards paying on that and
my
all kinds
goodness.
Of stuff.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, it sounds like important stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't do one fun thing for yourself out of that, what, $7,000? One little thing? Nothing.
No, not really.
Womp, 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 womp.
Well, listen,
I mean, my husband and I went on a date. We had a date night, so.
Okay,
that's good.
Go.
Got some smooches.
That counts. Listen, good luck to you, and hope everything works out well with your 2.5-year-old, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Here's another Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How much did you guys get back?
We got just under $10,000.
Dang, Sarah.
Wow.
That's nice.
My daughter and I are in a unique situation where she also gets to claim me as a dependent. And so what we did was my younger two children also got money back during taxes. And out of that, we took $2,000. Each kiddo got $250, and my daughter and myself each got $750 to spend on whatever we wanted. So, like, clothes, whatever. We bought some bed frames and stuff for the house that needed to be updated. And then the rest of it is actually in savings so my daughter can move out when she's ready.
Good.
Oh,
get her out of there.
Solid.
Kick her out.
Get her out.
She's almost 23 and a teacher. She doesn't want to live with her siblings anymore either.
No, I don't want her living with her siblings anymore.
Get her out of there.
Kick her butt
Sarah,
out.
Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate you spending your mornings with your boys. Michelle says, I'm buying new patio furniture that our dogs can't eat.
Oh, okay. That's
she
good.
Says, right now we're sitting on buckets from big box stores. Sad
You classy. Lori says, really we're purchasing good. All new toilets for the house. So Lori must have destroyed her toilets. Bobby says, I'm completing my sleeve tattoo. And he says, Jerry, you'll like this. It's all Nintendo characters. That's pretty darn cool.
Cute.
And I like Gail. Gail says, my tax return is going towards paying off my grandmother's cremation. She died last year, and I'm still paying for her kicking it. And that's from Gail.
My goodness.
Wow.
Listen to Brandon from Centennial. Our refund got spent on a series of rabies vaccines. After an incident on our honeymoon in Thailand, it was just a small scratch, but cost $800 for the hospital visit and the vaccine, yeah. And then 3 more shots back here cost even more.
You got to do it.
Brandon, my.
You got to do
just
it.
Just from a scratch, huh?
Yeah.
Jessica, $1,800 for her daughter's wisdom teeth surgery.
That sucks.
I went to Vegas as a reward. All right, that's good. Boy, there's a
somebody
lot
got a new
of...
trumpet.
Hey, you can really do that.
Skiddly-deet.
Dent Brittany says dental for my dog and my kid.
Oh, God,
sedation
teeth,
for
man.
A toddler with four cavities. And a small dog's deep cleaning.